chapter 7. The sons of Issachar, Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron, four in all. The sons of Tola, Uzi, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Samuel, heads of their families. During the reign of David, the descendants of Tola, listed as fighting men in their genealogy, numbered 22,600. The son of Uzi, Izrahiah. The sons of Izrahiah, Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah. All five of them were chiefs. According to their family genealogy, they had 36,000 men ready for battle, for they had many wives and children. The relatives who were fighting men belonging to all the clans of Issachar, as listed in their genealogy, were 87,000 in all. Three sons of Benjamin, Bela, Becher, and Jeriel. The sons of Bela, Ezbon, Uzi, Uziel, Jeremoth, and Iri, heads of families, five in all. Their genealogical record listed 22,034 fighting men. The sons of Becher, Zemira, Joash, Eliezer, Elionai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alemeth. All these were the sons of Becher. Their genealogical record listed the heads of families and 20,200 fighting men. The son of Jediel, Bilhan. The sons of Bilhan, Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Kanaana, Zathan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar. All these sons of Jediel were heads of families. There were 17,200 fighting men ready to go out to war. The Shupites and Hupites were the descendants of Ir, and the Hushites the descendants of Aher. The sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, Guni, Jazer, and Shillem, the descendants of Bilhah. The descendants of Manasseh, Azriel was his descendant through his Aramean concubine. She gave birth to Machir, the father of Gilead. Machir took a wife from among the Hupites and Shupites. His sister's name was Maaka. Another descendant was named Zelophehad, who had only daughters. Machir's wife Maaka gave birth to a son and named him Peresh. His brother was named Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rakem. The son of Ulam, Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, son of Machir, the son of Manasseh. His sister Hamoleketh gave birth to Ishhad, Abirzer, and Mala. The sons of Shemida were Ahayan, Shechem, Liki, and Anayam. The descendants of Ephraim, Shuthelah, Bered his son, Tahath his son, Eliada his son, Tahath his son, Zabad his son, and Shuthelah his son. Azer and Eliad were killed by the native-born men of Gath when they went down to seize their livestock. Their father Ephraim mourned for them many days, and his relatives came to comfort him. Then he lay with his wife again, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. He named him Beriah because there had been misfortune in his family. His daughter was Sheerah, who built Lower and Upper Beth-Horon, as well as Uzan Sheerah. Rephah was his son, Reshef his son, Telah his son, Tehan his son, Ledan his son, Amahud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, and Joshua his son. Their lands and settlements included Bethel and its surrounding villages, Naaran to the east, Gezer and its villages to the west, and Shechem and its villages all the way to Aiah and its villages. Along the borders of Manasseh were Beth-shan, Taanach, Megiddo, and Dor, together with their villages. The descendants of Joseph, son of Israel, lived in these towns. The sons of Asher, Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, and Beriah, their sister was Sarah. The sons of Beriah, Heber, and Malkiel, who was the father of Birzaiah. Heber was the father of Japhlet, Shomer, and Hotham, and of their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet, Pasach, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These were Japhlet's sons. The sons of Shomer, Ahi, Roga, Huba, and Aram. The sons of his brother Helem, Zopha, Imnah, Shelesh, and Amar. The sons of Zopha, Sua, Harnefer, Shual, Beri, Imra, Bezer, Hod, Shama, Shilsha, Ithran, and Viera. The sons of Jefer, Jephoneh, Pispa, and Ara. The sons of Ula, Ara, Aniel, and Rizia. All these were descendants of Asher, heads of families, choice men, brave warriors, and outstanding leaders. The number of men ready for battle, as listed in their genealogy, was 26,000. Chapter 8. Benjamin was the father of Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel, the second son, Ahara, the third, Nochah, the fourth, and Rapha, the fifth. The sons of Bela were Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gera, Shephophan, and Huram. These were the descendants of Ehud, who were heads of families of those living in Geba, and were deported to Manahath. Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera, who deported them, and who was the father of Uzzah and Ahihud. Sons were born to Shaharaim in Moab after he had divorced his wives Hushim and Baara. By his wife Hodesh he had Jobab, Zibiah, Mesha, Malcham, Jeuz, Sakaya, and Mirma. These were his sons, heads of families. By Hushim he had Abaitub and Elpaal. The sons of Elpaal, Eber, Misham, Shemed, who built Ono and Lod with its surrounding villages, and Beriah and Shema, who were heads of families of those living in Aijalon, and who drove out the inhabitants of Gath. Ahio, Shashak, Jeremoth, Zebadiah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ishpa, and Joha were the sons of Beriah. Zebadiah, Meshulam, Hiski, Heber, Ishmerai, Izliah, and Jobab were the sons of Elpaal. Jakim, Zigri, Zabdi, Elienai, Zilethai, Eliel, Adiah, Beriah, and Shimrath were the sons of Shimei. Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zikri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Anthothijah, Iphtiah, and Penuel were the sons of Shashak. Shamsherai, Shehariah, Athaliah, Jaarshiah, Elijah, and Zikri were the sons of Jeroham. All these were heads of families, chiefs as listed in their genealogy, and they lived in Jerusalem. Jael, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon. His wife's name was Maakah, and his firstborn son was Abdon, followed by Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zeker, and Mikloth, who was the father of Shimeah. They too lived near their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish, Kish the father of Saul, and Saul the father of Jonathan, Malki, Shua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan, Merib Baal, who was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Python, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jehoada. Jehoada was the father of Alameth, Ashmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri was the father of Moza. Moza the father of Biniah. Rapha was his son, Eleazar his son, and Azel his son. Azel had six sons, and these were their names. Azrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheriah, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. The sons of his brother Eshek, Ulam, his firstborn, Jeush, the second son, and Eliphelet, the third. The sons of Ulam were brave warriors who could handle the bow. They had many sons and grandsons, 150 in all. All these were the descendants of Benjamin. Chapter 9. All Israel was listed in the genealogies recorded in the book of the kings of Israel. The people of Judah were taken captive to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. Now the first to resettle on their own property in their own towns were some Israelites, priests, Levites, and temple servants. Those from Judah, from Benjamin, and from Ephraim and Manasseh who lived in Jerusalem were Uthai, son of Amihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, a descendant of Perez, son of Judah. Of the Shilonites, Asaiah, the firstborn, and his sons. Of the Zerahites, Jeuel, the people from Judah numbered 690. Of the Benjamites, Salu, son of Meshulam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hazanuah, Ibniah, son of Jeroham, Ela, son of Uzi, the son of Mikri, and Meshulam, son of Shephatiah, the son of Reuel, the son of Ibnijah. The people from Benjamin, as listed in their genealogy, numbered 956. All these men were heads of their families. Of the priests, Jediah, Jehoiarib, Jachin, Azariah son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, the official in charge of the house of God, Adiah son of Jeroham, the son of Pashur, the son of Malkijah, and Maasai son of Adiel, the son of Jazerah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Meshulameth, the son of Imer. The priests, who were heads of families, numbered 1,760. They were able men responsible for ministering in the house of God. Of the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashub, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashbadiah, a Merarite, Bakbakar, Eresh, Galal, and Mataniah, son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph, Obadiah, son of Shemaiah, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. The gatekeepers, Shallum, Akub, Talmon, Ahiman, and their brothers, Shallum their chief being stationed at the king's gate on the east up to the present time. These were the gatekeepers belonging to the camp of the Levites. Shallum, son of Kor, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, and his fellow gatekeepers from his family, the Korahites, were responsible for guarding the thresholds of the tent, just as their fathers had been responsible for guarding the entrance to the dwelling of the Lord. In earlier times, Phinehas, son of Eleazar, was in charge of the gatekeepers, and the Lord was with him. Zechariah, son of Meshelemiah, was the gatekeeper at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Altogether, those chosen to be gatekeepers at the thresholds numbered 212. They were registered by genealogy in their villages. The gatekeepers had been assigned to their positions of trust by David and Samuel the seer. They and their descendants were in charge of guarding the gates of the house of the Lord, the house called the tent. The gatekeepers were on the four sides, east, west, north, and south. Their brothers in their villages had to come from time to time and share their duties for 7-day periods. But the four principal gatekeepers, who were Levites, were entrusted with the responsibility for the rooms and treasuries in the house of God. They would spend the night stationed around the house of God, because they had to guard it, and they had charge of the key for opening it each morning. Some of them were in charge of the articles used in the temple service. They counted them when they were brought in and when they were taken out. Others were assigned to take care of the furnishings and all the other articles of the sanctuary, as well as the flour and wine and the oil, incense, and spices. But some of the priests took care of mixing the spices. A Levite named Mattathiah, the firstborn son of Shallum the Korahite, was entrusted with the responsibility for baking the offering bread. Some of their Kohathite brothers were in charge of preparing for every Sabbath the bread set out on the table. Those who were musicians, heads of the Levite families, stayed in the rooms of the temple and were exempt from other duties because they were responsible for the work day and night. All these were heads of Levite families, chiefs as listed in their genealogy, and they lived in Jerusalem. Jael, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon. His wife's name was Maakah, and his firstborn son was Abdon, followed by Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth was the father of Shimeam. They too lived near their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish, Kish the father of Saul, and Saul the father of Jonathan, Malkishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan, Meribbaal, who was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Python, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jada, Jada was the father of Alemeth, Azmaveth, and Zimri was the father of Moza. Moza was the father of Biniah, Rephaiah was his son, Eliasa his son, and Azel his son. Azel had 6 sons, and these were their names: Azrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel.